brothers and sisters. My name's Elaine, and I was asked to share with you what God's been doing in my life. I'll tell you a little bit about how I came to the Lord, but mostly what keeps me coming back for more of Him. I was raised in a Christian home, and I gave my life to Christ when I was 16. But by the time I reached university, I had walked so far from Him that I hardly recognized myself. I was lost. I was living a dangerous, self-destructive lifestyle, full of sin, full of lies, and full of despair. And then one morning, not long after my 23rd birthday, while I was getting ready for work, I collapsed and fell unconscious on my bathroom floor. There was a tumor. This was caused, by a tumor the size of a lemon found sitting between my brain and my spine. And I still remember waking up during a procedure while they were drilling a hole in my skull to relieve the pressure from the fluid that had built up inside. It had been causing me so much pain that I lost 15 pounds due to vomiting alone. After the tumor was removed, I was given enough radiation to reach a body's maximum allowance for the next 10 years. I lost my job, I lost my apartment, I lost my relationship at the time, my hair, even my ability to walk. In short, my life. But the wretchedness of my then lifestyle also lost its grip on me because God used this opportunity to call me back to Him. He welcomed me with open arms, and He said, "Where have you been? I've missed you so much." And I remember praying for Him to never let me get so far away from Him again. Let's fast forward 10 years. I was now happily married to a wonderful man, had a 2-year-old son, and was expecting another one on the way. Now, just a few weeks before the baby was due, I noticed a strange bump on the side of my neck that I didn't give a second thought to. But after my parents, who felt this was all too familiar, after they urged me, I had it checked out. And so when Sammy was two months old, I was diagnosed with stage 3 cancer. I was 34. Now, the doctor who we consulted with happened to be a friend on my husband's hockey team. So needless to say, I can never complain about his Wednesday night games. This doctor is one of the top ENT specialists in Montreal, and we were able to just pop into his office, and he was able to fast-track us into the system because of the connection that God made for us. After reviewing the biopsy and the scans, the doctor warned us that there was a very high chance that my face would be permanently paralyzed because of how the mass was entangled in my nerves. He spent 9 hours painstakingly scraping away the cancer from each nerve to save my face. After the operation, while I was in the ICU, he told me and my husband that he felt some inexplicable force pushing him to remove some of the lymph nodes to see if the cancer had spread, which it had, even though it was not part of the initial plan. Now, how can anyone deny the hand of God at work here? My treatments were supposed to begin no later than 2 months post-operation, because any longer than that, and my prognosis would not be very good. However, they couldn't start treating me while the wound was still open, because then it would never heal. Unfortunately, I had received so much radiation for the brain tumor that the cells were not responding to any wound care that I was being given. It was all very frustrating and very time sensitive. But again, by the grace of God, after struggling with countless different treatments, this gaping hole on the side of my neck miraculously healed just days before
the deadline.
I was able to immediately begin my 7 weeks of chemo and radiation. And because God is good and He is faithful, here I am, 2 years later, standing before you today. Now, some of you who may be going through or know someone going through similar health issues or have lost loved ones to sickness might be thinking, well, sure, Elaine, it's easy for you to stand there and say these things. You're one of the lucky ones. You get to live. And you're right. I am blessed for that. But the bottom line remains the same for all of us. We're all living on borrowed time. We come from a culture of entitlement. We believe we deserve it all. We believe we have a right to it all. We even believe we have a right to our lives. I would go so far as to say that we covet our lives sometimes. And if we ask ourselves, why me? Then it would only be fair to also ask ourselves, why not me? Who are we to make any demands on how our lives ought to be? We only have the responsibility of living our lives in obedience and gratitude to the one who gives it. My doctors tell me I have between 6 and 10 years before I have to face this again. I already have 2 years under my belt. And as all of us here know, time does not tick backwards. Let's stop complaining and start saying, I love you, Lord. My life is yours. It's not my own. You are the author of it, and I trust you because you love me. Through all of this, I've learned that God's timing is impeccable, never wrong. We might be thinking, really, God? Now? And He's saying, yes, now. But you must trust me. Lots of people who know my story are always shocked about how all these things happen in such a short period of time. Tumors, babies, cancer, they see it as craziness. But this is how God wanted me to see it. If you remember earlier, I mentioned that after my first tumor, I had reached my quota of radiation for the next 10 years. Now, why is this fact of such importance? Well, I believe that God's grace held my cancer back for exactly 10 years until my body was able to withstand further rounds of treatment. Had the cancer appeared any earlier, I would not have been a suitable candidate for radiation, and my children would be growing up without a mother. And in the midst of my battle with cancer, He chose to bless me with the gift of a child so that I would have joy instead of sorrow. I've learned that in our suffering, God's blessings are especially abundant. It's not always easy to see, but that would be our fault, not His. God is always in the process of doing great things. Yes, we may have to suffer some of the time, but praise Him, for He is always good. I'd like to leave you with a verse found in Psalm chapter 16, verse 5 to 8. Lord, You have assigned me my portion and my cup. You have made my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because He is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. May God bless you. Thank you.